about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Let's get started.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Do you love Maroon 5 like I do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Maroon 5 song?
I listen to all of them. I really don't have a favorite, but I listen to all of them.
You guys, I want to say it's such an honor to have me on your show. You know, I've never been to Australia, but I've been very immersed in the culture ever since a young lad. I had Vegemite when I was in fourth grade, and I had a pen pal in Sydney in sixth grade.
It's very exciting, but how about instead of all the hoopla, we update the music? A little Huey Lewis. And that way, it's different, but we're still giving audiences what they love.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Sorry, I have to swallow.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My friend, you are just adorable.
Roll another one.
Amen to that.
Just like the other one.
I love farts.
This one seems to be about quit.
Well, I don't like that story, great-grandpa.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I couldn't agree more.
Roll another one.
Now we've got Bad Blood. We used to be Mad Love.
Just like the other one.
Hey, spoiler alert.
This one seems to be about this.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
I don't have another cent.
Now let's hear your fake laugh.
Oh, geez. I have no idea what's going on.
Just pass it around.
Excuse me, white devil.
And the bogart that joined my friend.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
Or just pass it on down.
And now.
Are you in this together? I mean, this is really inappropriate.
Our feature presentation.
What is up, people? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday, I believe you're outnumbered today.
Mm-hmm. Omar,
I believe,
yeah.
What do you think? Are you a Friday or a Friday person?
I am a looking person.
He's a looking person, he said. And I guess
I'm gonna take that as a Friday, and I'm gonna say three to one in this room is what
I'm gonna
say.
Yeah, I think agree. That's what it is.
Oh, really? Because yeah. You hate democracy. So no, you don't believe in majority rule.
No, I'm waiting for the man that is too slow to put his vote in because he's looking for something.
You think it'd be labeled fry something, right?
Or no, fry-yay. It's probably Yayerf. Y-A-Y, maybe?
Well, at least the other side is well organized, Bean.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, maybe just put in your vote verbally.
Yayerf.
Okay, it's 2-2. That's pure democracy. So
I heard that Omar is down with Friday. Okay,
no.
Moving on, because I've already won this one. I don't get FOMO. I'm not a FOMO guy. There's almost never a thing that is going on that I realize I should have gone to, and now I'm sad that I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not that guy. I'm not that guy about most concerts. I'm not that guy about certainly not about parties, events, things that are happening. How about you guys? Do you ever get the FOMO?
Sometimes, but yeah. I think maybe we might be a little different because we are willing to leave the house to go to the things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd get more FOMO that way than if you just know you were never going
to
go.
Yeah, that's true, because there are things you actually do go to because you decide you want to see them. Well, this is how I'm feeling today, because the number one Twitter trend in America is live from the Area 51 raid.
Oh, I thought you were there. I thought you were live from there. No?
You know what?
Last minute change?
Yeah.
What happened?
It turned out I didn't want to leave my house. But I mean...
Weird.
I know. You should have said that. You should have told me that. That's how it was going to end up.
I did all yesterday.
Apparently, they claim there's talk that there's a live stream somewhere.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are linking to the live stream, but it's always something else.
It's always like a Rickroll. BTS.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So if there is a live stream, please, somebody send it to me. But the last I heard, it's just a few dozen people just kind of standing around going, well, there's nothing going on here. But there is, and it's easy to find, there is one already viral clip that has come out of it, which is a news reporter, I think from a Las Vegas station, who is standing out there in the desert, and a kid runs behind him as fast as he can, Naruto style.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's amazing. Because that's how they can't stop you, right?
Yeah.
If everybody's running Naruto style.
How fast did it go by? Did you even know it was a human? Or were you just like, that was just like a flash of light?
No, you could see. You could see it was a kid. Yeah, it was an identified Naruto running object. I'm just excited to see what happens. Because this setup is potentially disastrous. Mm-hmm. But who knows? Maybe there'll be some magic that'll come out of it. And I also keep hearing that they got all these bands scheduled to play, but have you seen any list anywhere of who's performing?
I just saw Paul Oakenfold was playing. That's the only thing I saw. And I thought, well, playing, I mean, let's calm down. He just needs electricity to plug something in.
Have you seen a photo of Matty Roberts?
No.
Well, I see him right now, and he has very long hair and a Slayer hat, and I think he's kind of exactly how I would draw him.
Who is he?
He's the guy who created Let's Go See Dem Aliens.
Okay.
And he's also the one who discourages people from going.
Yeah.
Right?
But he is there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Vegas event, not the...
I see. Yeah, the alternate event. Yeah. Because he decided that it was going to turn into a fire festival because there wasn't enough infrastructure for thousands of people to show up in Rachel, Nevada, mm-hmm. closest to the Area 51, right?
Yes.
People are also posting all kinds of fake screenshots from that looks like tense military standoffs between crowds and police from like video games and stuff.
Right.
So what I'm saying is there's so much fake news on this.
Right.
I can't get a beat on what's really going on.
Yeah, we need to find the real news here. If someone is there and listening to the live feed, which would seem weird, please call in.
Oh, my God. Yes. You can stay on the phone the whole show, far as I'm concerned, for constant updates. Do you think anybody is going to get like tasered or arrested or anything like this? Is there anybody who is going to go that extra mile?
I don't know why you go there and don't get tasered. You know what I mean? It's like it would be like going to Hawaii and not going in the water. Like you're there for that reason. Get it done.
Yeah.
Get tasered.
I mean, the whole point is to see them aliens.
Obviously, but also get tasered.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that's what everybody is hoping for.
If I went there and I went home with all of my facilities, I'd be furious because I went there to cause a stir and see dem aliens, and now I'm going home just totally fine. It's not right.
Yeah, no, I'm so down. God, I hate that I'm not there.
No, you don't.
I do. I hate it.
Stop it.
I could.
You would never go. And now you're acting like you made a bad decision by never going.
I could have been your See Dem Aliens correspondent, though.
I could have been
out there. We could have been doing interviews. It would have been awesome.
So why didn't you go?
It wasn't here.
In your studio?
It wasn't here in the house, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm now regretting it.
And no, you're not.
I am. I'm telling you, I am. I'm telling you, I would have loved this. These are my people.
They're not your
they
people.
They are my people.
Bean.
I'm looking out for my dudes.
Thank you. Geez.
That's correct. I'm looking out for my dudes, like that guy said.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I applaud anybody who's there. And Jensen's offer stands all morning long. If you're at the Area 51 raid, you call and we'll break into a song if we have to.
We'll break into anything.
Whatever's on the air goes off the air if you're there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, maybe you're driving out there right now. Maybe you're planning the weekend
out there.
Yeah, if you get there by 10 a.m., call us.
Mm-hmm.
All right? See them aliens. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and BJ, shall we?
I think maybe what we've witnessed here is nothing short of a miracle. We need to go home, love one another, be good to each other. That's the lesson to take from this.
That is great advice, sir. Got a lot of good stuff on the program today, including speaking of aliens. If they were already here, as someone on the show insists they are...
They are.
Would you want the public to know? Should the government tell us if we have made contact with aliens? If they're on Earth, if they're on Earth, can the public handle that information?
Yeah, or is ignorance bliss?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there are reasonable arguments on both sides. So we'll discuss on the program today. Yesterday, we talked about Thomas Middleditch and his swinging lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, it's not swinging anymore, right? It's just
the lifestyle.
In the lifestyle.
The lifestyle, right. Mm-hmm. He claims it saved his marriage. We had some questions about how that works and how it's even possible to get 100% consensual with both people in the relationship. Seems like there'd be so much negotiation going on about what's cool and what's not. How does it all work in a room full of sweaty, naked people? Mm-hmm. We had a Kevin Bean listener who, unfortunately, is named Kevin, but he still could be a cool dude.
He's possibly the cool one.
He was in the lifestyle. He was running these kinds of events for several years, and he's willing to take all questions. So I think that will be fascinating.
We've got a lot of them.
Check up with him today. Allie?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend, Patrick Warburton's going to be on today.
Well, he's not my boyfriend. It's just someone I'm going to be working with.
That doesn't make it awkward either.
Yeah, so you know? Let's maybe stop doing that stuff. Married for over 30 years, I believe.
Oh, you did research that, huh?
No, he's... Oh, God, you're annoying.
It's interesting. Looks to me like you were looking for an opening.
No, it's actually part of the show we're doing. How he's married. It's a whole thing, Bean. We'll talk off the air.
Okay. We don't talk off the air anymore. I think no one likes me. Patrick Warburton is going to be joining us on the program today. Also, two great music features because it is Friday. We get to introduce some new songs to the That's My Jam playlist. That'll be coming up. And you help us pick the music with Keep It 100 just after 9, too. Plus, what's up with Florida and...
I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine again.
That is Kevin, RIP Kevin, mm-hmm. and our friend Lisa May on the OC.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding us.
I wasn't sure, Jensen, if you'd ever heard that clip before or
yes.
aware that it had happened.
Yeah. They were on the show I hated.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That was some good acting, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's pray for sunshine. All right. Friday morning, Allie is here. Time for our first look at what's happening.
I often think if I had to pay a man to impregnate me, A, how much would I pay him? And B, would it ever be Dennis Rodman?
I'm going to just speak for you and say no.
Absolutely not. But Dennis Rodman was on the Breakfast Club radio show and opened up about his 1993 relationship with Madonna and said that she offered him $20 million to impregnate her.
No.
That is way too much money to get Dennis Rodman sperm.
He'd do it for free.
Yeah.
I thought they were dating and already doing it anyway.
Well, she said to him that if I got her pregnant, she'd pay me $20 million. That's if the child was born. And he told a story about how he was in Vegas. He gets a phone call and she says, "Dennis, you know that I'm ovulating." And he said, "What's that?" "I was just trying to F with her, you know." She then sent a plane for him in Las Vegas. He gets on the plane, flies to Madonna, does the deed, afterward immediately flew back to Vegas to finish gambling.
I can't believe this story.
I don't know.
I don't even understand how this is possible.
Madonna's filled with these kind of weird stories, though. Like the Tupac one where she out of nowhere was just like, "I dated Tupac."
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
She has like a love letter from
him. Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of stuff we don't know about.
Yeah.
For as open as she was about things, there's a lot we don't know about
Madonna. There were also secrets. She dated Jose Canseco. He was kind of a loser.
Yeah.
She dated Vanilla Ice. He's kind of
a
loser.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
he needs to write a book.
Rodman speculated that her child, Lourdes, with trainer Carlos Leon, is a result of a similar financial arrangement.
I don't understand why Madonna needs to pay someone to get her pregnant. I don't even, that's the disconnect for me here.
The only thing I can imagine is maybe you pay someone to not be around, not be so involved, and not ask her for money over what she's giving you type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a prostitute for a kid. is what you're saying. Like, no, you don't have to entangle yourself with the
partner. Yeah, but
partner.
She also doesn't want that person to then ask for, you know, child support or something right. like that. It's just kind of a contract.
Here's your advance, $20
million. Yeah, like yeah. you pay, you know, to get a random sperm donor at a sperm bank. It's like that, only you know the person and you get to bone.
Gotcha.
I think you can get Dennis Rodman sperm for free if you just go to, like, Redondo Beach on a weekend.
Yeah,
like, he's clearly
I think that's
there
true.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dennis, look, I mean no disrespect, but Dennis Rodman is not a bright man.
Okay.
Athletic specimen, though, at one time.
Athletic
Certainly.
Specimen. Not my type in the face department.
Mm-hmm. Not my type in the brain department, though, is what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. wouldn't you want a super smart, good-looking dude if you were going to just choose somebody to be a sperm donor?
I don't know how much smarts are passed down.
Like, I would Denzel would be quite a $20 million purchase for sperm.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Great sperm.
The Rock?
Great sperm.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah. these are...
But the kid would come out so buff, though.
So jacked.
So buff. I mean, and the kid would immediately come out and be like, I need to drink water. And you're like, you were just born. You came out of my hoo-ha.
You were in water minutes ago.
Right?
I mean, I think if you're having the Rock's kid, you better cesarean that because that's going to bust you, man. That's
just one muscle.
Break you open coming out.
You do know that... babies aren't born looking like their father. Like, he doesn't have
huge shoulders.
Explain
how hairy my son is.
Well, that's a great point. Great point, Jensen.
And explain how Kristen Cavallari was talking about that kid who was going to be born tan.
Oh, right. Yeah.
See, I'm telling you. You don't know, man. You're not a doctor.
Oh, you got to play that when you say it.
Okay.
This is something we should bring up to Dr. Drew next time we talk to him to show to Allie. As soon as a baby is made, it looks just like the dad. It has muscles.
Like a mustache, do you think a baby would have a mustache?
Has a full beard.
Okay. One is just like really bad eyes.
Unibrow.
Just has glasses. Okay.
Whole thing.
I didn't know.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
See?
See, I feel like we should always have that drop up.
Okay.
Just no matter what we're talking about.
Okay.
I love it.
All right.
It's the best. All right, guys, some great birthdays today. Stephen King, happy birthday.
Hey.
Bill Murray, Cheryl Hines, Jerry Bruckheimer, John Bernthal, George R.R. Martin, and one half of Oasis, and a new album came out last night at midnight. Happy birthday, Liam Gallagher, you Yay! Potato.
The people who were lucky enough to be in that Billie Eilish show at the Troubadour the other night
mm-hmm.
could not believe how good she was.
Always.
She's the real deal.
Always.
She always delivers.
Yeah.
I am so, obviously we had her at K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, but I am so happy that I got a chance to see her in a 3,000-seat venue a few months ago because I feel like the next time she comes around, she's going to be playing like the Forum. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like she's and deserves every bit of it, too. Billie Eilish on K-Rock, it is Friday.
Friday.
Yay.
What's up with Florida? And we're still waiting for anybody who's trying to see them aliens. Can't stop us all. If you happen to be streaming the Kevin and Bean Show, you're on your way out there. When you get there, you call and give us a report on the scene.
And we'll break into anything, like it's an emergency broadcast system.
Absolutely. If it's a song, it's a commercial, whatever it is, we're going to break right in. You get you right on the air. And also, and I made this plea last hour, apparently there are some live streams of what's going on out there at Alien Stock. But I have not been able to find one yet. So if you have that, please send it along because we want to keep track of what's going on.
We sound like grandpa, like trying to find some info.
We are the KNX of Alien Stock. Like, we are on top of it. We're checking all the news feeds. We know everything that's happening, but we just need a live feed, so help.
If anyone could tell me where to find how to see pictures and stuff, that would be great.
My child pokes me on the Facebook. Can you tell me how to take the poke?
Allie, I prefer to think of it as we are committed to this information, and we are crowdsourcing it.
Okay.
That's all we're doing.
All right.
Like the KNX traffic tipsters.
Sure.
There's no shame in going to the audience and saying, hey, we can't know everything. You tell us what you know, and we'll pass it along to others.
My Jeez. Bad. My bad. Yeah, you're right.
We are a service.
We want to see them aliens. Mm-hmm. All right. 6:51. Allie, what's happening?
Well, there were hundreds of frustrated Black Keys fans last night. They paid... some of them upwards of $800 to see the Black Keys at a sold-out show at the Wiltern. And guess what? They were turned away because they bought
no!
those tickets. Yeah, through third-party vendors. And then they were told their tickets were not valid because those tickets were not transferable, people. So when you buy tickets that are not transferable, you cannot then use them. People don't.
I am so frustrated. Like, I am so frustrated.
So, not a good situation. My question is, how did they buy them off StubHub if they were not transferable in the first place?
Well, this is what I'm trying to figure out. If that was the rules on the show where you couldn't transfer your tickets, StubHub should not have been selling them.
Right. Yeah, no reseller should, because it makes them not valid.
Absolutely.
I don't understand the whole thing.
And you said what? People were paying $800 for a pair of tickets?
Yeah, one guy said the tickets cost him $800. Other people, hundreds of dollars.
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
Understandable, young lady.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You did the right thing if you won the tickets from K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because those were legit.
Those were real as hell.
I wonder how many of those people put them up on StubHub.
That's a great point. Because sometimes caller 20 goes, you know what? I'd rather have the money than go see the Black Keys.
Yeah. But then they have to give it back.
They also said, which isn't good, some people were posting screenshots of their tickets. Like, look, I'm going to the Black Keys on Twitter. And then people would just screen grab that and then go and use them. Don't screenshot your ticket.
Yeah. From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
Yeah, I think that's good advice.
Yeah, not a good situation.
How frustrating, though, to get to a show so psyched, plan your evening around it, and then just walk away with nothing and out the cash.
Even worse, you're in a line that wrapped around the building. You get through security. And then you get to the person that puts a little beep boop up to your ticket and it says denied. So you probably spent a good portion of your night in line, then going through security.
Excuse me, I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Not a good situation. Not good at all. This is kind of lovely and heartbreaking at the same time. In some casting news, Billy Lord is going to play the granddaughter of her own late grandmother, Debbie Reynolds.
Oh.
She's going to play the granddaughter of her character on Will and Grace, which is just lovely and also so very sad. I mean, she lost her grandmother and her mother, Carrie Fisher, within what, a week of each other?
I think it was a day.
Was it?
I think one died one day, the other one died the next day, I think.
I know it was very close.
Very
time,
close,
but,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just, it's too much. But, yeah, she's going to be on Will and Grace, and I love that for her. And
I love that she got to be in the Star Wars movie with her mom, too.
Absolutely. Cannot wait to see how they made those scenes happen. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And, of course, she's on FX's American Horror Story, 1984. She plays a, let's just say a pretty loose lady.
Go on.
She all she wants to do is be the best aerobics teacher in the world, and she loves her some dudes on that show. It's okay. Only one episode in, but you're like, oh, I see where this is going.
Okay,
yeah, it's good.
Look, let's not slut shame.
Oh, I'm not at all. Whatever she wants to do, and quite frankly, I understand what she wanted to do in the first episode.
Okay.
Stop making my sons horny. Another aerobics instructor on the show who had to be cut out of the Jane Fonda workout because his wiener was flopping around too much. That's how big it was. Guys, that's a plot point on American Horror Story this year.
This show has gotten weird.
It's so good. I love it so very much. Are you guys interested in maybe crowdsourcing
See them aliens?
Absolutely. No,
crowdsourcing
call now if you are
your arguments. Oh. Having people settle them for you, like on a website.
Well, I mean, that's what we do with the scientific survey.
True. Mm-hmm. So this website is called Let's Settle This, and it plays host, judge, and jury to whatever you're arguing about. So you post a description of your situation, you can detail exactly what's going on, and then other site users cast a vote for who they think is right, and the site calculates a percentage based on people's votes, so you get a decision. So it's kind of who's the dick as well as a scientific survey wrapped into one.
But the public are idiots.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. I don't trust any of them.
That is true.
And I'd rather go see Jerry Springer, thanks.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
To have Judge Jerry settle
it. Judge Jerry, man. Yeah. That's what I'm into.
And then when you went to see Judge Jerry and he called on you, would you go, I don't have anything to say, but what do you think of these?
What just happened?
Because on Jerry, they used to have people stand up audience to ask questions. And then they, instead of asking a question, they would just flash. And then one of the producers would throw beads at them. It was quite a moment in pop culture.
That's my favorite part of the show. Okay, ma'am, what's your question? I don't have a question. What do you think of these?
And then everyone was like, Jerry, Jerry. It was really one of our low points in culture.
How is that show still not on the air with new episodes?
I'm saying.
Seems prime.
All I know is I have a friend named Greg that anytime there's a Q&A in an audience of anything, he literally will pretend he's getting up to ask a question, and I have to grab his hand and be like, don't do it. And then we have tears because it's usually like either a big like premiere or something where you can ask an actor
like a charity
something
event,
or it could be a charity event for cancer. Like, does anyone have anything to share about their journey?
I don't have a question about cancer, but what
do you
about
think these?
How has that not happened on one of the live presidential debates?
Oh, yeah.
Because when they go to the audience, somebody needs to do that.
That's right.
I agree.
Jerry.
Big ones, right?
The low point. That sounds great. I mean, I know, Judson, you said it's a low point in pop culture history, but I still think my low point is Hot or Not.
Website.
With the
website and then the TV show.
With the laser pointer?
With the laser pointer,
that was
yes.
Bad news. That was like the Swan Show. Do you remember that one?
Yes!
They took an ugly person and they were like, we're going to make you hot.
I'm not going to lie, I like that show. That was fantastic.
But they made all these girls go through all this plastic surgery and then only one won, so everybody else was still too ugly to get the dude.
But
we're
they also
make you
had like
just not hot enough.
They had new noses or boobs, something they probably always wanted. I don't think they had psychological counseling, which probably would have been a good thing to have on that show. But the laser pointer. Are you kidding me?
And who was the host? It was somebody dumb.
I want to say Lorenzo Lamas.
It was Lorenzo Lamas, and he's not dumb. He's a wonderful human.
No.
Good call, Omar.
Wow.
No,
okay.
He's a good man.
Maybe he's not dumb, but he's not the guy that I want putting a laser pointer on my cellulite and determining whether I'm hot or
I
not.
I think that was the point, because he was a heartthrob for so long, and this heartthrob now has a laser pointer at your butt junk.
You know, America deserves what we get.
Absolutely. We asked for this.
And then we asked for more.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we asked for it, realized it was a bad decision. We collectively asked for more and keep asking for more.
No, I remember buying the, like, Jerry Springer Uncensored DVD.
Oh,
they had,
sure.
like Too Hot for TV, Jerry Springer. And I bought it, and I remember thinking, like, oh, it's just downhill from here. I deserve whatever I get.
Right, yeah. Right. Hey, you still have that?
I have to look to find it. Yeah,
you have it on Blu-ray? Because I could like to see that.
Grampy doesn't know about porn.
Giant size cans.
25-year-old Jerry Springer DVD. Just foaming at the mouth.
And it's pixelated boobs. Yeah. He's like closing his eyes real tight. Like, maybe I could see a little nipple.
No, but on the DVD, I assume it's not pixelated, right?
It's not on the DVD.
It's not?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Oh.
But I mean, it's also like it's like for a couple seconds you see boobs, and then they.
Well, I like boobs, big boobs.
And it's someone in the Jerry Springer audience.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the guy who shared using Google Earth to look for girls in bikinis, remember?
nobody remembered that. You did not need to bring this.
I am the worst guy to find porn in the history of guys looking for porn.
He's scanning neighborhoods. He's like, oh, zoom down there. Oh, just a dog.
It's a hot day in Memphis. Someone's got to be laying out today.
You're so sick. All right, some birthdays for you. Stephen King, Bill Murray, Liam Gallagher, Cheryl Hines, Jerry Bruckheimer, John Bernthal, and George R.R.
The best tick of all time, Patrick Warburton, will be joining us in studio coming up next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. In a few minutes, we'll add some songs to our weekly That's My Jam playlist, and we need your help to pick the music with Keep It 100. It's all coming up on this Friday. Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, it's been a while. Let's check in and find out what's up with Florida.
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
you know, is the most penis-shaped state in America and is definitely our favorite. Before I get into this week's stories, I do have some great news. Mm-hmm. I think it's Vice News is doing a series of mini documentaries called Florida Man. And the first one they did is an in-depth look on the life before, during, and after for the guy who was headbanging during a hurricane. Remember the guy who was standing out there playing the national anthem on the guitar with a big American flag?
Uh-huh.
They did a documentary on that dude.
So they're doing real news is what
you're
saying. Yes, okay.
Exactly. Good and the next documentary that may be out now or may be coming out within this next week or so is the Florida Man who videotaped himself farting at work every day.
Oh, right.
Oh, remember him? The security guard?
Yeah, for 4 months, he every day would film himself farting at work, and then the last video in the series was him being escorted out of the building when he got fired.
I hope these are all treated like Frost Nixon, like very serious news interviews.
I can't wait to see that, because don't you want to know that dude's deal?
Yeah, I want to see his house. I want to see everything.
And what's he doing now? Was he able to get another job that he can fart at?
If not, can he take your spot on the radio?
So, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You work with that guy.
Sure.
So, anyway, I'm very excited. And this new series of Florida Man documentaries sounds like it's right up our alley and something we should all get up on. So,
yeah.
Here's this week's story. Ex-cons Aaron Thomas, 31, and Megan Mondanaro, 35, were initially stopped by a deputy after they were spotted riding bikes with no lights and almost being hit by a car in Nassau County, Florida. When the deputy with the sheriff's office pulled the pair over, he noticed that they reeked of booze, had bloodshot eyes. They were placed in the backseat of a patrol car, and that's when they started having sex.
Oh.
While I was outside of my patrol vehicle, Megan and Aaron took their clothes off and started to do it. The deputy wrote in the arrest report, when I opened the door to stop them, Aaron was naked. Megan had her pants down. The man managed to briefly flee, escaping hold of the deputy who tried to remove him from the patrol car, but he was caught shortly after hiding behind a nearby Cold Stone Creamery. He was hit with an additional charge of theft because he still had police handcuffs with him when he ran off. So that's just adding insult to injury, right?
I feel like it is.
They were ultimately booked at the Nassau County Detention Facility on a slew of charges, including DUI and exposing sex organs. I guess you can't ride a bike drunk, it sounds like.
You can't ride a skateboard. You can't ride a horse drunk. You can't, yeah.
If you're eating breakfast, I apologize in advance. Passengers on a recent American Airlines flight were left cringing after a woman's foot blister popped during the flight in a medical mishap, which is putting it mildly, that reportedly splashed blood onto two people on the plane.
You need to stop this.
No! On September...
Oh, God!
I know you have a lot of questions, Allie, so I'm going to answer them all in great detail. There's also a slideshow if you'd like to see it.
Why was
this woman with blood blisters?
Even the way you say it is disgusting.
Why was she not wearing socks and shoes? Why was she in flip-flops if that's what's going on in her feet?
Because she probably can't wear shoes because she has so many blisters.
Because they hurt.
Yeah.
On September 18th, South Florida talk show host Andy Slater... Who, by the way, wasn't that the program director in WKRP in Cincinnati, or am I remembering it correctly?
You're also old.
took to Twitter to share the disturbing incident which occurred during his flight to Miami in a post which has received many shares online. Bloody mess on my flight to Miami. No. Woman in aisle seat had blister on her foot pop, blood splatters across the aisle, including on the two guys in front of me, on one of their books, and the window and wall of the plane.
What? How? Like projectile?
How much blood is there, by the way? When they landed, they were greeted by the Miami-Dade Fire Department, which they had to do, by the way. But they had to speak to paramedics because of the blood. You know, whenever there's some sort of contact like that, the authorities want to know about it just in case, you know, somebody's blood is funky.
So you should get life in prison.
I think so. I mean, I think, look, a lot of people have horror stories of things that they've seen or, you know, terrible flyers or something like that. I don't know that I've ever heard anything worse.
No.
That's bad, right? 65-year-old contractor was arrested last Friday for reportedly causing damage to a home that he helped build. Apparently, he was not paid on time, so he decided when no one was home on September 13th, he would enter the home using a crowbar and take it out on the house. Imagine you build this house. They don't pay for your work, so you walk around with a crowbar, smash all the windows, damage the individual panels to the garage door, and then get on a ladder and climb up onto the top of the roof and start knocking the chimney down with a crowbar. Ooh. He caused $39,000 worth of damage, and all of a sudden, he's the bad guy, currently in custody at St. Lucie County Jail. I don't know. I just think I would have too much pride in my work to destroy it. I would find some other way to get the money that I was owed, I think.
Kidnapping.
Yeah, maybe okay. Kidnapping.
Cool.
A Florida man caused an estimated $30,000 in damage to 20 cars, then told police he did it because, quote, Donald Trump owes me $1 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
Justin James Wilson, 30.
Let's hear him out, though. Let's hear him out.
Justin James Wilson, 30, faces 14 felony and 6 misdemeanor counts of criminal mischief, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Department. He smashed the windows of 20 parked cars at a Holiday Inn in the parking lot there. Also scratched the cars with his belt buckle. Officers responded to the scene, found the man in front of the hotel passed out on a bench. He was exhausted. He acknowledged breaking the windows, telling police, take me to jail. I did it because the president owes me $1 trillion plus. Mm-hmm. His vehicles belong to the mafia.
Oh, that's, I didn't see that second twist coming.
Plot twist, yeah. Right? We're almost out of time. A Florida woman has been charged with murder after police say she killed her neighbor, who became upset with her because she refused to close the blinds while walking around in her house in the nude. You know, we've discussed this on the air before. I'm a big proponent of being able to walk around in your house naked. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the neighbors disagreed. They went over and said, look, our children have a clear view of you prancing around in your house naked. You've got to stop it. And then they sprayed her with mace.
Oh, that seems...
The neighbors, because she said, I'm not going to close my curtain, sprayed her with mace. She then pulled out a gun and shot the lady dead. So this is... Is this a stand your ground issue? I don't know.
I mean, if somebody came over and told me not to do something, then sprayed me with mace, they're getting a shot to the head.
Well, that's what happens. This lady's going to hope that you're on her jury. She is currently being held without bond.
Jackson just looked at me very concerned.
Terrified of Allie now. That was so aggressive.
And finally, I'm not even going to read the story. I think the headline is all you need to know and explains why we love the Sunshine State so much. After allegedly yelling at a group of school children and then fighting a tree. A shirtless Florida man was arrested in Milton. That's all you need to know. And that's this week's What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
Right?
What's...
Right?
Are you using a synthesizer?
Allie, it's the theme song from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, okay. My bad.
We're going to see them aliens, you guys. By the way, I'm on the message boards now. I'm on the See Them Aliens message boards right now, and a lot of people have a lot of thoughts. This is the event that's going on in the area of the desert in Nevada, kind of near Area 51. Mm-hmm. Somebody kind of started it as a joke, and it took off. And at one point, weren't there like 2 million people who had signed on saying, yeah, I want to see them aliens. They can't stop us all. What if this alien thing started from an undercover government official?
Yeah.
Someone says, which, by the way, is like, I mean, there's a whistleblower in the news right now. This would be somebody in the government who says, look, the government's never going to tell you. We got to find out on our own. And he kind of put it out there so that people would storm Area 51
like,
and find
secret,
out what's up.
The secret is they can't stop you all.
Yes, exactly.
Is that from user I Want Alien Butt Stuff? Because that's me.
No.
I'm on that message board.
No, this guy's name is Puppy Lover, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no. That's just wrong.
Here's somebody else, by the way, who seems to be
Can you give us the screen names every time?
Yes, this is Saved Emperor. Emperor.
Good.
Who says, on the 20th of September, you're going to see dem bullets and dem landmines. Mm. So that's somebody who seems to be trying to discourage
that's
people.
A hater. Yeah,
or that's somebody who just is, again, that may be another government employee who's just trying to, you know, trying to tamp it down.
Yeah.
Because trying to keep
taking
the people.
Taking the scent off.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. All right, so here's
this song's getting peppy.
Yep.
I like it.
Allie, you saw the movie, right? Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Is that the one the big UFO comes down and the light shines down and was like, what?
Well, that's all the alien movies.
Right, right.
But that one in particular.
This is the one where Richard Dreyfuss is trying to build something out of mashed potatoes. That's what this one is.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you'd love it.
Oops. You'd love it. Yeah,
okay.
It's an all-time great. All right, now here's the other thing, and we haven't even gotten into the topic of why we're doing this. So I'm doing some noodling around here, and I just uncovered... a theme song for Sea Day Aliens today.
Oh, like an official theme song.
Yes, an official theme song. Okay. Yes, about storming Area 51. This is the song. Now, I want to let you guys know, I want to let the listeners know, and I want to let Casey Finger on the Button know that I have not heard this yet. Mm-hmm. So we are just going to hit it live.
I want to F some aliens.
I hope it doesn't say that.
Show me your D and your P's.
I hope that's not what's happening. But let's see how this is and how much of it we can stand. All right, here we go.
Going on 20th September 51.
It's good.
All in this together, let's take a stand. So we can see the aliens.
Yes!
I'm in love!
I love that so much!
Keep bumping!
Keep going!
This is fantastic!
I'm changing my... That's my jam! Keep going!
Okay, so here's the plan. Naruto runners go around. Stay quiet, don't even make a sound. Cause better stand your ground. Drinks at the ready, catch up our sound. Rocks hold steady, aim to get ready. Gods are gonna see the rocks rain heavy. All of you gamers, march in place. Save our friends, take them back to space.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is awesome.
Save our friends, take them back to space. So now we not only have to break into Area 51.
Gotta send them back.
We gotta find them aliens. And then what technology do we have to send them back? Are their ships still there? We somehow are just gonna reconnect the alien with their ship?
Maybe that's verse two.
Okay, let's find out.
Because they can't take all of us. No. We're bringing that storm right to your door. Because you can't take all of us. Hold on. Let's just think about this. It seems quite wrong.
Oh,
I even want to try this.
It's the voice of reason.
I don't want to die just for a stupid me.
Oh. I feel like they're turning on our vet now.
This is the greatest. I need to find out what happens. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
But nothing is what it seems. The outcome really depends. If the aliens want to be friends, wouldn't you agree with me?
Yes! Yeah.
I don't want to start World War III. If we're going to try, hope we don't get seen. But I don't want a guy picking up my spleen. All of you gamers, wait, march in place.
Hold on. I don't want a guy picking up my spleen.
Yes, that's what he said. Jensen, are we dealing with a white guy here?
Yes, but this is my new Mr. 305. This is my new Pitbull.
Oh, this is good.
Is great.
All right. Well, maybe we'll hear some more of that in a minute.
Oh, come on!
Well, we gotta look at the time. We gotta think.
I don't care.
Save our friends, take them back to space.
Yeah.
We wanna see the aliens. Cause they can't take all of us.
True.
No.
All right, here's the thing.
Oh, that's good.
Good song.
If we find the aliens, obviously we're going to let the world know. We're going to blow this Area 51 secret right up.
Yeah.
That was not a good sentence. Okay. We're going to expose what the government's been trying to hide for decades if we are able to get in there. And by we, I mean all of the people who are trying to see them aliens. Okay. Mm-hmm. If the aliens were already here as some suspect, if the aliens have been on Earth and the government knows about it and they're keeping them somewhere, would they let us know, A, and B, would you want them to let us know? Or is this, as Jensen mentioned earlier, an ignorance is bliss situation?
Yeah, like do you just want to be clueless to the idea so that you're not even dragged into this?
Because I think there are a substantial number of people whose brains would explode, like they could not handle knowing that there were extraterrestrials on Earth. It would be too disturbing and disorienting and upsetting to people.
You want to hear my thing?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Are you serious?
I don't understand you.
Because it's like a to serve man thing. I'd rather just leave them alone. We've been fine for thousands of years. Let's just 100% let them be.
I want to know what they're up to. If they need help, how can I help
you? You're poking a bear. Oh,
no,
you like a bear.
I love bears. I would love to help them. Like maybe they need help.
Now you're rattling a cage.
Jensen, if the aliens are here, then they are here. They're so much further technologically advanced than we are, that there is so much we can learn from them.
Yeah. They're so advanced they could just kill us with like a touch, dude.
Not even a touch.
Yeah, they're not even trying to be pals. What if they want to kill us and now you're just like checking in and that's what triggers it all?
I think the argument has been made. And by the way, I think we need you, the Kevin Bean listener, to weigh in on this. Both questions. Would the government tell us and do you want to know? 1-800-520-1067. We want to take your calls in this. I think there is one school of thought that says if the aliens are technologically advanced enough to get here to find us.
Yes.
Our tiny little planet in one tiny little solar system in an enormous galaxy, then they are also probably advanced enough
to exterminate our entire species.
To be peaceful. They're not out there looking they're not out there looking to blow up the Death Star.
So okay? ET. ET is your alien. Time.
Yeah,
ET is my alien. I see Mars Attacks.
Okay, see, here's the thing. I believe, and I think any right-thinking American would think, the aliens are already in charge. They know all, they do all. They're the
puppet
ones.
Masters.
They're puppet masters right now.
Well, Dick Cheney, certainly.
Yeah, he was a reptilian.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about that.
Okay.
So you think the aliens are already here and the government just is not fessing up?
Yes. And I think, thank God for people like Tom DeLonge that are trying to help us
do
out.
Do the right thing, yeah.
But also, I think Tom DeLonge, with the great knowledge comes a lot of stress because he knows so much that I think if he told us some stuff, we'd start living our lives differently, and that's why we don't know.
I completely agree. People would live their lives differently. I think it would shake people's religion. There's so many things.
Not worth it.
Everything that you thought you believed is wrong.
Keep the blinders on. We don't need to know about aliens. We have enough to worry about now.
Before we take a break and get right to your phone calls, I just want to say this.
We've got a plan to follow and fears to swallow. Everyone be very quiet.
1-800-520-1067. Does the government tell us and do you want to know? We'll take your calls next right after this.
Runners go. Yeah, this is what it's all about. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Everybody scatter! Everybody go in shot!
Everybody's getting caught!
Everybody falling, I just want to stay alive. With the boys right by my side. Oh, there goes Jerry. We should have bought this beer.
Not Larry.
All of you stupid people. This meme went too far.
That's the greatest song I've ever heard.
Everybody got caught and everybody got shot.
Oh, Jerry's dead.
Poor Jerry. All right, we're talking about storming Area 51. We're talking about seeing them aliens. We're asking you if the government knows. Should they tell us? Do you want to know? We're going to go with Dan up first. Pico Rivera, line two. Dan, thank you for listening to Kevin Bean Show. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
So I personally believe the government knows, and I believe that they should not tell us.
Whoa. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, here's the thing. I personally believe I could handle it. But we live in a society where there's thousands of, like, flat earthers. People are not capable of handling it. I believe there'd be, like, riots.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll shake people to the core and make them question everything they've ever believed.
And someone's going to assassinate the alien. Like, there's going to be terrible
things. Oh, you can't assassinate the alien. They rule us.
You know what? I think, Dan, I appreciate your call very much. Thank you for calling. Let me tell you about the assassinating the alien, because I was thinking about this. And it's not just for movies. I think in real life, too. Anytime a human encounters something that they don't know what it is, they always kill it.
Yes, I agree.
And the extraterrestrial, and I did some research on this last night, there are legal questions. The extraterrestrial does not have any rights, not being as a human being.
Oh, so you're saying murder? He'd get away with murder, or she'd get away with murder. Wow.
Yes, I'm saying, I mean, there would be animal cruelty statutes, maybe. That's the only thing that could possibly apply. But, I mean, you'd have to rewrite every law.
Bean, you're even more proof. This is a Pandora's box of problems. Keep them away.
But I'm also telling you, I think there'd be a tremendous upside to it as well. Like, for instance, don't you think this is like when you unite with people you don't necessarily like against the common enemy.
Yeah.
This is how Russia and the United States end up being on the same side in World War II.
Because until we start fighting with them as to who gets the species, who gets the experiments, we would end up fighting over the technologies. This is a nightmare,
but
I
also think human beings would band together to say, with an us versus them mentality.
Not me. I am team alien. Let's do this.
All right, let's go to Savannah. She's in Anaheim. Line 3, please. Up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Savannah, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, I was just calling because I think my belief is that they are real and the government should tell us, because I think that transparency is the best opinion, and, you know, don't hide things from us. We're not that naive.
What are you basing "we're not that naive" on?
I mean, we are stupids.
We really are. We're dum-dums.
You know, tons of videos nowadays online, you know, people, things that are in the air that are going to explain lights and, you know, just kind of abnormal behaviors that can't be necessarily, like, made up in a, you know, CGI movie or something like that.
Okay.
She's saying, like chemtrails and things that are not explained. She thinks that we kind of already know, no? I mean...
Could you handle it, Savannah? Would you be fine with it?
Yeah, I think I would be okay.
I mean, I just am so fascinated by the amount of knowledge we could learn from a civilization that is so far advanced beyond
us. Yeah, which part of the human is the tastiest? We could learn that very fast.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see. How about Mohammed Glendora, line 5, up next to 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Mohammed. What's going on?
All right, so I think that the government would keep it a secret from us if they were aliens. For the same reason, just so people wouldn't panic, enemies wouldn't use it against us.
That's I think the absolute reason why we don't know.
Okay,
but can we all agree though that there are definitely, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know if there are aliens.
I don't think there are.
I don't know if because I just don't think that we would be in the. I think something would have happened by now on their accord. Not
like
on
there
the
would have been some leak.
Yes.
More so than just the Navy saying, "Oh, those are UFOs."
Yes.
Or the alien. Thank you for the call, Mohammed. Appreciate you listening, sir. Or the alien would have landed someplace where it was not in dispute. In other words, it wasn't in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night in front of a farmer. It would be on the mall in Washington, D.C., and, you know,
or like
in front of the Washington
Post. It would
show
on a morning show as like an Armenian comedian or something.
Okay, I'm not sure. 1-800-520-1067. All right, here we go. Here we go. Line 2, Daniel Downey. This is going to shake things up a little bit. Daniel, what say you, man?
Oh, well, I had a brother that worked for a technology company, and he literally was doing work with the government. And he was scared mostly because the government would keep an eye on him. They would track his phone calls, his text messages. And I once asked him, like, what kind of technology is he selling? And it was, he couldn't even tell me what it was. But it was kind of scary because he would always be scared to even bring that topic up.
Mm.
Damn, Daniel.
It was weird.
And
I asked him, like, do you regret getting that job that you would do or that you had with that company? He said, yeah. Like, he couldn't be normal with his family.
Ooh.
And
your brother has seen some stuff.
Yeah, he has.
He probably worked at MoviePass.
Oh.
This is why we need to see the aliens.
We got to see him. We need to know the answer about what's going on with Daniel's brother.
Yeah,
we do.
We need it.
He honestly, he said the MIB is very close to the truth.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
I love pugs.
And I love Tessa Thompson. So I think it's a win-win. All right. Let's do one more. Where did I lost it? Oh, Scott in Calabasas. Give him the final word. Line 7, please. All right, Scott, bring this home for us, man. You can settle this entire debate about whether the government would tell us or not. What do you got?
All right. So I don't think there's any way the government knows. Because they would have had to have told the president, and there is no way in hell that the president didn't already tweet it.
That's true.
Great point,
as soon
Scott.
As he found out, he'd be like, "We have aliens."
All right, so I guess you're right. Now we know. Aliens exist. Blink 182. That's the second best song about aliens we've heard this hour. Great, great choice. Hey, guys, let me really blow your mind. The 951 texts in. There's no such thing as climate change. The planet is actually being terraformed by aliens so that they can live here after we're gone.
I would go with that.
So they're doing it to us to make it more habitable for them.
Very possible.
From the 562, people can't even handle the gays, let alone the aliens. People are dumb.
He's gay aliens?
No, that's not what he's saying. Oh. He's not what he's saying.
If they are, that sounds like a blast.
That texter is not wrong. All right, we're going to talk to a Kevin and Bean listener who for many years was in the lifestyle. Swinging is what it used to be called. It's in the news right now. He's going to tell us all the, pun intended, ins and outs of swinging coming up just after 8 o'clock. First, though, Allie, one of my favorite what's happenings of the whole week.
Mine as well, because every Friday around this time, we do something called That's My Jam. It's where every one of us from the Kevin and Bean Show picks a song that we're currently super into. Could be something that just came out or something that just came up on your playlist. And we link our playlist on Spotify to at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. And basically, you just follow along that playlist and you're going to have new music every single Friday, which is fun. We're going to start off with Kevin's pick. He is not in today, but he picked a alternative rock pop duo that now make their home here in Los Angeles. They're called Confetti. And Confetti's mission is to make fun of the darkness in the world. And their Spotify account says that their music heavily relies on topics of politics, pop culture, and societal inconsistencies. So essentially,
pretty
I feel
chill,
like this
chill.
Is where Kevin gets his news from bands like Confetti. But here is Confetti with Rob a Bank.
Man. I want to rob a bank. Spread the money through the streets. Walk up to a stranger's dream. Step on with the trees. But I'm too worried about what other people think. I want to rob a bank. Look around and make a scene. Make the most wanted on TV. Yeah, that's me. But I'm too worried about what other people think.
I mean, if I worked out, every song Kevin picks would be a great song for the gym.
Yeah, you're
I'd
right.
I'd be way buffer.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe that's why Kevin's so buff.
Right?
He's barely fitting in those shirts.
Really? All right, Bean, you're up next.
A young man named Sam Fender is brand new to America. His album just came out last Friday. He's already a big, big star with a number of hits in Britain. He's only 25 years old, and I had a lot of trouble picking from his debut album, Hypersonic Missiles, which song I wanted to play, but the one I chose from Sam Fender is called Call Me Lover.
These things we're taking make us one night miles, but you never see anything.
Little Hozier vibe, I think, in Sam Fender.
He's a beefcake, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Yep.
But dudes really like it when you call them lover, because to me, like, when I say, come here, lover, it just, it feels weird. But, I mean, if Sam's into it, I'll do it.
You sound like a Gabor sister.
Yeah, come here, lover.
Ma'am, I'm just delivering your Postmates.
Didn't you order Arby's? And why Arby's? Why did I, okay.
You like the beef.
Wow. Jensen, you're up next.
When I was doing the Rap Rock review last month, coming up with songs from the late 90s, early 2000s that I don't think you know from that weird genre of music, I stumbled upon a group I loved in high school called Zebrahead out of Los Angeles. No strangers to K-Rock. They've been around for quite some time. 13 albums they've released. And what I didn't know is that this year they put out a brand new album called Brain Invaders. And I was like, I'll listen to that. I haven't listened to Zebrahead in years. They have a good album. It just came out, and the song I picked is You Don't Know Anything About Me.
I said catch a break, but he's stuck up in the rat trap. Medication on vacation because he can't afford that. Flashback, finger on the trigger, and it's a callback.
All right.
Yep.
Is that the real big fish horns?
I think they all share the same horn section. That's what I believe about 90s, 2000 ska bands. But yeah, it's a good album, and it just came out, and you should listen to it.
All right, Zebrahead. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, a little guy we know here by the name of Liam Gallagher is back with his second solo album, which came out at midnight. It is called Why Me, Why Not? And I just kind of went through a quick listen of it last night because it was late and I was mad that I was getting so into the album. So I just listened to a bit of it, but it feels so much more Liam to me than 2017's As You Were. And there's one song that stuck out because I immediately thought to myself, oh, this is about Noel. And it's tender. And it's not like angrily. It's not like, you're a potato, you're the worst brother.
Is this his olive branch to his brother?
I don't know, but listen to the lyrics, but I'm also going to tell you how it starts. It starts with, it was easier to have fun back when we had nothing. Nothing much to manage back when we were damaged. And then just goes on. But this song is called Once from Liam Gallagher. But oh, I remember how you used to shine back then. You went down so easy like a glass of wine, my friend. When the dawn came up, you felt so inspired to do it again. But it turns out
I will say I read that he is planning his wedding right now and that his mom said he had to invite Noel. So they are going to be in the same room at the same time coming up soon.
I mean, if you think about it in terms of that's about Noel and how they went through so much together and then they the next day it was like, let's do it again. And then to realize, no, we can only do it once. We had our shot. That's devastating.
Yeah.
Well, what I if hope he's there's like, a fight at the wedding, like or, it's a Harold Dean event.
What if he just comes out and he's like, no, that's about a bitch named Sally. Like, that would bum me out so much. But I'm choosing to think it's about Noel, and I'm choosing to think that this is an olive branch, and I'm choosing to think that they will get back together and we will see Oasis again.
Oasis 2020.
Oh, my God, I need it so bad. But again, that is all of our songs on our That's My Jam playlist. You can find it at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Just press that follow button and you're going to get new music every week. Some birthdays for you. George R.R. Martin, John Bernthal, and Gary.
Modest Mouse on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Patrick Warburton is going to be back in here in about 15 minutes. He and I are birthday brothers. Did you know that?
I didn't.
He and I are doing a show together, like a play or whatever. I read the letters and
no,
then
that's,
he...
That's me. I'm doing that with Patrick Warburton next weekend. Wait, are you doing
I'm doing
it
the
too?
Weekend after.
You.
Yeah.
Sure. a live appearance we'll tell you all about with Patrick Warburton and our own Allie McKay on stage. That is coming up in minutes. First, though, Jensen, you brought this story to our attention a few days ago. Why don't you recap for folks who weren't with us on Silicon Valley star Thomas Middleditch?
Well, he's a friend of the show. He's been on before. He's a good dude. And he announced that his wife and him have used the lifestyle, formerly known as swinging, in order to save their marriage. He's only been married 4 years, and he said that basically he came to a crossroads where he had to tell his wife, listen, we either have to get creative here or I can't do this. And she said, well, let's figure it out, which doesn't sound too positive.
Can I translate about the crossroads?
Please.
Now I'm on a hit TV show and lots of people want to have sex with me.
That does seem like where maybe he came to the conclusion.
And we started to have some questions about how you get on the same page. Like, that's the kind, it seems to us that that's the kind of conversation maybe you have before you get married, if you can.
Or the conversation you have when you just shouldn't have gotten married.
Right.
Like, I want to be with other people. That's the...
But I think a lot of people are with other people during their marriage,
maybe.
And that works for them.
But, there are people in this room, I think all of us, right, who wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
I don't know. I dig a long-distance relationship, so I think I'd be in.
Right.
Like, I'd be like, hey, go figure it out. That's fine.
As long as we have separate houses.
And hoses.
And hoses, right. So... We got an email from a listener named Kevin, which we'll make him apologize for right up top. Hey, Kevin and Bean, heard your discussion on the lifestyle. I actually used to run a swingers group for a few years and would be happy to discuss. Cheers, Kevin. And we thought, you know what? How often do you get an opportunity to ask questions of somebody who is intimately acquainted with the lifestyle? And Kevin, thank you for writing. Thank you for joining the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Good, good. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Friday. You. Already getting points with us.
Oh, you're a good man. What's it like going through life as a Kevin? How has that impacted your ability to get things done?
What's harder to explain? Your name is Kevin or your lifestyle?
I mean, here's the thing. My kink is the lifestyle specifically because my name is Kevin, because this has not been easy.
Right. you know. That makes sense.
Yeah, you have a lot of tears to get through. I understand. All right. So it doesn't work for most people, but would we be surprised how big the lifestyle is in Southern California? I mean, are there way more of our neighbors involved in this than we would ever imagine, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's the funny thing about it is there's like this total misconception that it's people think of swinging, or they think of the lifestyle as like the 1970s key parties and things of that nature. And it's genuinely people you would never expect. I mean, really buttoned up, otherwise nerdy people, or people who work in you know, the political world or what have you. It's crazy how big it is and how popular it is.
How do most people get into the lifestyle? Like, how is that decision reached within a couple?
I mean, every couple is different, obviously. Some of them, kind of like how Jensen was talking about, sometimes you have the conversation beforehand if you already know that you're interested or you've been part of it before. But a lot of couples, I mean, a lot of the couples that I knew had been married for like 15, 20 years, decided, hey, let's try this out. Let's check it out. And it actually, it's going to sound ridiculous, but it strengthened their marriage. You know, because it's this, and it's this idea. I know what Jensen was saying. Sorry, Jensen, I don't mean to pick on you.
No,
but
it's okay.
I know what you were saying about the fact that, well, you shouldn't have gotten married, or if you want to be with other people. But it's this idea of, and I know Allie's going to roll her eyes as soon as I say this, but it's this idea of emotional monogamy and physical openness.
Oh,
so
no,
physically, you're allowed to.
I totally believe that's a thing. Because if somebody cheated, if I had a boyfriend and he cheated and it was just to bone someone, that wouldn't hurt as much as somebody that he had real feelings
like
and emotional bond
with. Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
But don't you think the essence of having two people that are into this lifestyle seems more important than anything else? Like the idea that
being
both,
on the same page.
That's the thing. It's like when he says, yes, there's an emotional and a physical, I go, yeah, that I could see that from someone. Mm-hmm. But like to bring it to someone when you're already in the relationship with a different vow and a different promise seems manipulative.
I mean, again, like I said, it depends on the situation. I don't know Thomas Middleditch. I'm sure that if I had seen him at a swingers party, I would have left because that's just weird. But
are you the dude from Silicon Valley?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, nope. But, you know, it's interesting, though. I mean, like, so it's this idea of, this is interesting to me. I want to try it. Would you be interested? Let's try it out.
Yeah.
And so like when I was running that group, we would interview people essentially when they would express their interest in coming to a party. So we would interview them. We'd take them to drinks or what have you and be like, okay, you know, tell us about what you're interested in. How long have you been together? Have you ever done anything like this before? You know, have you had at least like a threesome or something like that? And so you kind of try and gauge to see who is the impetus for this, like who's the one really driving it,
and
but also how the other one reacts
and how ugly they are, right, Kevin?
Now come on,
you're gonna have uglies there.
You're gonna have regular people there, a cross section. I'm not speaking for you here, Kevin, but this is what I understand. It's just a cross section of all kinds of people, just like in life.
Absolutely. There's no body shaming, there's no, you know, I guess, uggo shaming, whatever you want to call it.
let me ask you this thing, because you've seen, I assume, you know, hundreds of different combinations of people. There have to be people who go into it, they're excited about it, they think this is going to work for them, but then when the rubber hits the road, I'm not sure if rubbers are involved, but when the rubber hits the road, they see their wife or they see their husband getting intimate with somebody in front of them and they freak out. Like, I thought I was going to enjoy this, but it's too weird or it hurts. That must happen sometimes, Kevin.
I can say that in all of my time, I've seen it once. And it was the guy, he was just really uncomfortable. And she wasn't even with another guy, she was with another girl. And he freaked out about it, which I will never understand. And they had to leave. We had to kick them out. And that's the thing, is if there's a freak out, if everything in the lifestyle is based on consent. I mean, it's 100% consent. So if you violate that, you're gone.
Well, and let me ask you this about, obviously, you should be having conversation with your husband or wife before you go. What boundaries you guys want to set up, what you will accept from the other person.
Yeah.
But isn't some aspect of the lifestyle is not together? So sometimes you'll be together with another guy or another girl, but sometimes it's your wife is off with another guy in another room, you're with another girl in another room, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just confined to the clubs or the parties or what have you. I mean, it's part of like an openness in your relationship where obviously you're not spending all your time boning other people because at that point, just break up. But, you know, it's just the idea of like, OK, well, I'm attracted to this person and I think I'm going to sleep with them, you know, assuming obviously they're OK with it. But, you know, that's generally how it goes. And yeah, you're not doing everything together. There are some couples that just prefer to do that.
Right.
I mean, you have at the parties and the clubs, you have orgies, you have threesomes, you have, and then you have just people switching off. So
okay.
it really depends.
This is Kevin DeMille, Sir Kevin on the phone. We're talking about the lifestyle formerly known as swinging because it's been in the news this week. How about this question? I don't think I've ever heard asked. It can't be.
No robot
theme. Well, I'm very disappointed, first of all. Why don't you get back to me when there are robots, Kevin? No, it can't be from the minute you walk into the minute you walk out, nonstop sex. Is it also like a party atmosphere?
Are you asking if there's past apps?
No. Like, what I'm asking is, are there hors d'oeuvres? No.
Yeah.
Are there
Pictionary? What happens?
Are there people also making new friends, standing around, having conversations, watching the game, kind of doing other things like they might be doing at a big, like at a big house party.
Do you think Weird Al should play the Super Bowl?
Is that a dumb question,
well, actually,
Kevin?
No, not at all. Actually, I'm really glad you asked that because that's something I always have to explain to people. It absolutely is like a regular party. People aren't necessarily always walking around naked. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But you have food, you have drinks, you have, you know, in California, you have weed, you have other things like that. You have music, you have dancing, all of that kind of stuff going on. Sometimes people go and they're there and their significant other has fun. Or they're both there and they don't do anything. They're just enjoying the camaraderie because that's the great thing about those parties is it's the least judgmental atmosphere you will ever be in.
So,
everybody is really open and it's very freeing in that sense.
Kevin, you used to run a swingers group.
Yes.
Why no more?
Why no more, yeah.
So I moved to the East Coast. And
people
so I live
bone
on, the East Coast.
On the East Coast?
No scene there?
They do not, apparently.
Oh.
The line of work that I'm in, I've just been extremely busy and haven't had the chance to really seek out the clubs and the groups here.
I understand, Senator.
Well, listen, we can go on all day, but we're out of time, unfortunately. We're out of time, but you are awesome to offer your expertise on this topic. We very much appreciate it. I'm glad. And I'm glad so much that you still.
No, really, send a picture.
Allie's looking for an invitation, I think
that
is what she's saying here.
Tweet
yeah.
a pic, I don't care.
We're always happy to have Allie there.
Thank you so much. The fact that
you're still listening to this show, even though you moved away, we appreciate that very much. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us, all right?
Thank you, Bean. Enjoy.
Allie, in the years that you were in college in El Boston, did you ever go to, or have the opportunity to go to, I assume you did, any sports championship parades?
No.
Did they not win for 4 full years while you were there?
Yeah, they didn't win for a large chunk.
I mean, I know about the Red Sox, but, you know, the Celtics have won a bunch of championships. The Bruins have won a bunch of championships. I'm just stunned the whole time you were there, there wasn't.
No, the Celtics, that was, no offense to Rick Fox. It was the Rick Fox era.
I see.
Okay. Famous Rick Fox era.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Hot looking team. Good looking team. Mm-hmm. They sucked.
How about you, Jensen? Did you go to all of the Clippers championship parades?
That seems mean. No, I've never been to anything championship based. In 88, I think I wanted to go to the Dodgers right. parade, but I was unable to because of school, I think.
Well, there's a parade in the news right now that I love so much. I am unfamiliar with this, with the American Association Baseball League.
Okay.
I don't know if this is part of the minor league deal or if this is something separate, but the St. Paul Saints just won their first championship in 15 years. It looks like they beat the Sioux City Explorers.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so, tough matchup.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
We were worried it was going to be the Chicago Dogs, but they were eliminated in the playoffs as well.
The Dogs. It's like they just gave up. The Dogs.
Along with the Gary South Shore Railcats, who didn't even make the playoffs this year. So anyway, so the St. Paul Saints win, and this happened, and I think it's just delightful.
Figured I'd come out and check out the parade.
Getting a parade together isn't easy. Most take months to organize and plan. To manage traffic and to get the word out for people to show up.
Heard it on the news that they were going to be having a parade.
But when the parade only lasts a minute and only goes one block.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
What did
I'm
he
in.
Say?
I'm in.
I mean, is it the greatest, the parade?
It's honestly, it caters to me and my, you know, 1 hour of concert.
Yeah.
A 1 hour and 20 minute movie. This is perfect.
The parade only lasts a minute and only goes one block.
Which is a little bigger.
And you've got fans like these.
It's just fun.
Apparently, all it takes is a tweet.
Okay, so here's how the St. Paul Saints parade came to be. And by the way, don't think I'm not thinking of my last day at K-Rock.
Don't think
I'm not thinking about a 1 minute, one block parade, which would be phenomenal.
We talked about this idea of posting it on Twitter that we were going to have a one block, 1 minute parade, and our GM said sure, and it was a total joke.
A joke, St. Paul Saints media relations manager Sean Aronson tweeted out Sunday night after the team won its first championship title in 15 years. Some people got it, seeing the humor in a 1 minute, one block parade. Others simply replied,
I don't know. I know what you're thinking. I don't know.
Why?
With the sound effect. Why?
When do I show up?
Either they missed the joke or they thought it was funny enough that they wanted us to do it.
So they did. Not knowing how many would show up with only a few hours notice. They expected maybe a dozen. But when they turned onto Broadway, there were hundreds.
Amazing is that?
It's great.
By the way, a team I've never heard of in a league I've never heard of, and hundreds of people show up for this parade
for 1 minute,
which was scheduled from 11:30 to 11:31.
It's awesome.
I hope all the TV stations in town covered it live, man.
Oh, had to.
So congratulations to the St. Paul Saints, and I think we're all on the same side on this one, right?
Oh.
We will invite you in about 10 minutes or so to pick any song you want, any K-Rock song that we've ever played. If we haven't, the system will play it for you. It's something we do every Friday called Keep It 100. So start thinking about what song you want.
Would the Area 51 song work?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Okay.
I mean, we are going to see them aliens.
Right.
That is established. First, though, there was a what would be the word that you would use? A debacle in the ticket situation at the Black Keys last night? This was a is that a yes on debacle?
Yes.
I think so. Like okay. A predicament.
Yes,
kerfuffle.
Definitely.
Kerfuffle.
Oh, kerfuffle.
Yeah. I think kerfuffle is the winner. if you were lucky enough to win tickets to this Black Keys at the World Turn show from K-Rock, you are one of the lucky ones because, well, as you'll hear in this news piece from Channel 2, I think, last night, a lot of people showed up with what they thought were tickets and couldn't get in.
Also breaking tonight, a lot of confusion this evening at a sold-out concert at the Wiltern. Hundreds of people who bought tickets to see the Black Keys were turned away at the door.
And CBS2's Crystal Cruz is live in Koreatown to tell us what's happening. Crystal.
Hi, Pat and Jeff. Yeah, the show just got out. These are all the happy people. They got in. Now they're enjoying some hot dogs from the hot dog cart. They all.
Is that a thing, by the way?
Yes.
You
yeah.
concert,
are you kidding?
You go right for the hot
oh,
dog cart.
Yeah. You, that smell hits your nostrils and you're like, that's all I need.
Yeah, you're legally obligated to buy one if you've had three beers.
Amen.
I wasn't aware that that was a new tradition.
Yeah.
By the way, if you were one of the people who went to the Black Keys last night with a ticket and could not get in, We want to hear from you right now. We want to hear your experience at 1-800-520-1067.
Cart, they all look like they had a great time, but don't get confused. These are the happy ones. There's lots of sad ones tonight. Take a look at this video from Sky 2. Lots of fans upset, standing around, unable.
By the way, the fact that they had a helicopter there and were showing what looked like hundreds of people, this wasn't an isolated incident where like five people got bum tickets and couldn't get in. I mean, this was like as many people who were in there were not in there. Our assistant producer, Christine, you went to the Black Keys last night. First of all, how was the show?
Oh, my God. They were so good. It was so great to have those guys back.
Yeah, it's been 5 years since they played LA.
Yeah.
And when you were leaving the show, were there still people standing around like with unresolved issues?
I don't think there were people that stayed throughout the duration of the show. But the show started, I think, about an hour and 15 minutes later than it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get in the venue probably till close to 9, and the show was supposed to start at 8. So I'd been outside for probably like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of overheard all these conversations and felt so terrible for all these people. Some guy said that he drove down from San Francisco, and another couple said they live in like Redlands and stuff, and I just felt terrible for them. So
that's why you never leave the house.
Right. You're safe then, totally. Yeah.
Well, we're about to hear from some of those people on the news.
To get into the rock show by the Black Keys. Now, after trying to get in without success, many people tried calling their ticket sellers. They just couldn't get it sorted out. So after hours, they left. They were super frustrated. They said they planned their Thursday night and spent hundreds of dollars only to be turned away.
All right, so here's one of those people.
The problem.
Our StubHubs aren't working. We paid full value for our tickets, and they're not letting us in.
How much are you out?
$800.
$800. You're a loser.
And by the way, was your understanding, Christine, just from when you overheard, is that was StubHub the overwhelming problem? People who had bought on a resale site and they weren't legit?
I heard a lot of StubHub conversation. There were a couple of people said they bought from other sites as well. But I thought I had understood that they made it very clear that tickets were non-transferable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I guess the problem is, you know, we know that on our end because we were a partner for the promotion of the show. But I guess if you're a regular person and you see those tickets on StubHub, I would assume, I guess, that they were legitimate, right?
But was the problem that the tickets were fake, or was the problem that the names didn't match the IDs?
Yeah, you can't transfer the ticket.
Yeah, they're non-transferable.
That's what all these hundreds of people outside were having problems with?
I think there might have been various issues, but I think that was the overwhelming
the main
one. Yeah.
Well,
if you're the vast majority of people who buy a ticket and then transfer it, are not doing a friend a favor who couldn't get to a computer and then just buying a ticket for someone and giving it to them. They're scalping.
Yeah, I highly doubt $800 was the face value for that
guy.
Totally. Absolutely not.
Yeah. All right, a little bit more, and then we're going to go to a couple of callers with people who were there.
I got a weird email from the seller, and he started saying that he couldn't deliver the tickets and all this, that if he could send it to me through my personal email. And off the bat, I just started calling StubHub, asking them if this was normal or whatnot, and they kept assuring me that it was.
Now, that's the sketchy AF part. That's what I don't get, because StubHub at that point should have known, if you bought it on StubHub, this is a non-transferable show, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It seems like they're not owning up to something here.
If you're spending $800, though, you just get a fake ID at that point. Just call it. Or change your identity. Change your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for another $300, you can go ahead and get a new passport in the name of the person whose ticket it was.
Absolutely, yeah. Or a tattoo with that person's name and then be like, look, man, why would I do that?
Let's go to Ty. She's on line one, please, in Oxnard. She attempted to see the Black Keys last night. I'm sorry, is it Ty or Tay?
No, it's Ty.
It's Ty. Okay, all right. So are you one of the people who went all the way down there and then found out as you got in, tried to get into the venue, that your ticket was no good?
Yeah, I was totally bummed, you know, and I didn't mind buying what I thought was a resale ticket. You know, I loved the band, wanted to see them. And, you know, just to get up there and wait all that time to get in and not, you know, not see them sucked.
Is there no recourse? I mean, can you go to, is there anything StubHub can or will do for you? Or is it just buyer beware at this point?
Well, you know what? I went through Vivid Seats, and, you know, I opened a case with them last night. I don't doubt I'm going to get my money back, but it just sucks. They should have verified whether or not it could be resold.
Yeah.
And from what I found out after, no, they didn't.
Right.
And you got the same experience that Christine had, which was just you were not alone.
Oh, yeah. It looked like there were, like, hundreds of people.
There were hundreds.
Yeah, anyone
hundreds.
That didn't win tickets bought tickets. And if they didn't buy them themselves and they bought them off a secondary market, they couldn't get in.
I just can't believe the Wiltern never just gave in with helicopters and cops and hundreds of people outside. You would think, you know, they can't stop us all, get them aliens. You would think, they would just Naruto run into the space. but I do think they would have given in and just said, you know what? If they have a ticket, let them in. We got to move. But they
I don't think. I mean, there's fire hazard. You know,
considerations. No. I'm not saying you let in people with fake tickets.
Oh,
I'm saying that when you see hundreds of people show up with the wrong name on a real ticket, and obviously it wasn't communicated correctly in some way that these tickets can't be transferred. I would think the Wiltern would give up and be like, okay, man, let everyone in with a real ticket.
Not if it's a non-refundable concert.
I mean, what if there was a gift?
What if it was a gift? Well, I mean, that's what Christine is saying, is that the non-transferable part did not get transmitted properly to enough people.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call, Ty. We appreciate it. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Teresa as well. We don't have time for your call, but she bought 5 tickets for $150 each, you guys.
Wow.
On top of that, all the time and travel and who knows, babysitting, what else. That sucks. I guess the answer is read the fine print. You know what I mean?
Or stay at home, man.
Well, that works for Jensen and me.
Sure.
Works for Jensen. By the way, the invitation still stands. If you are either at or on your way to the Storm Area 51 event today, we want to hear from you anytime. Just call. We've said it all morning long. We'll break into a song, a commercial, what's happening, whatever's happening on the air. You take precedence if you're there. We want somebody on the ground to see them aliens. All right. So do that.
They
can't stop you all. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. First, though, how about Keep It 100, you guys, where you text us right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's a feature we do every Friday where you help us pick the music here on K-Rock, and you have outstanding taste most weeks, as is evidenced by the ones you picked most recently. I feel the
The best mixtape right there.
I know. I was just thinking, I would listen to that station.
Yes.
Then it occurred to me, I am listening to that station.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Allie is still a little moist from Pretty in Pink last week.
Oh. Yeah. He's not wrong. Usually I hate that word. He is correct.
That is how much we love this feature. You pick any K-Rock song. If we have it, we'll play it. Be texture 100 1-800-520-1067. Right. Allie, what is happening on this Friday?
I mean, okay, first Friday. Pretty in Pink. We had Psychedelic Furs.
Uh-huh.
We had Pet Shop Boys, Oasis, Depeche Mode.
Yes.
Those are four of, like, my favorites.
I love it!
Yeah.
I love this segment.
And that's the Cherry Pop and Daddy, so that's your big five
also,
right there.
Also, Cherry Pop and Daddy's, yes. Hey, great news for Netflix's Emmy-winning and critically acclaimed series, Glow. It's been renewed for a fourth and womp-womp final season.
I'm so glad to hear that because season three ended on quite a cliffhanger.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, that's great news.
Okay, but are you sad that this is it?
You know, I don't think every show has to last forever.
Okay.
I think that's okay. I think four seasons is fine for Glow.
Four is the dream, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Four is, like, the perfect amount for storytelling. It doesn't get into Game of Thrones land where, like, it's too late to get into it. Like, four you can tackle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we know Jensen has some hip-hop knowledge. Let's test out Bean and Omar as well. I have the Forbes list of the top 20 highest-paid hip-hop acts of 2019. I'd like the top 10 from you, if you could.
Is this Allie Makes This Guess?
Sure.
Boogie with a Hoodie.
It's a good name, though.
I am going to say he's the richest man in hip hop, so maybe he made a lot of money last year. I got to go with the Hova.
Which is strange because he was dethroned this year. He came in at number 2 with $81 million. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Especially with the NFL deal.
Yeah. Well, these numbers represent pre-tax income from June 2018 to June 2019.
Okay, so it's pre-that. All right, then it has to be Kanye then.
Yes, that is number one with 150 million, followed by Jay-Z at number two with 81 million.
What's Kanye making his money off of?
Shoes, baby.
Shoes, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? You're a shoe head, Jensen.
I am a shoe head.
Have any of his shoes appealed to you?
No, I've never purchased one. I purchased one fake for a bit once, and I felt bad just even getting a bootleg version of them.
But that most recent shoe looked like Crocs.
They don't look, I don't think any of them look good, but mm-hmm. we are in the minority because they are very, very popular.
I love Adidas, and I would never buy Yeezys. I just don't like them.
Right, gotcha. Yeah. All right, so Jay-Z,
no,
Kanye...
No, as a person.
Jay-Z, Kanye West. Up next, I will say Cardi B.
You would say Cardi B, but she is coming in at number 13 with 28 million.
How about...
DJ Qualls?
DJ Qualls is not on here.
Oh, he's a good DJ.
Mm-hmm.
The pop stars.
Yeah.
What about 50 Cent?
No.
He's not on those lists because of the water.
Not even top
20. Been a while.
Diddy.
Diddy is number 4 with 70 million.
Okay.
Talib Kweli.
Jeez, no.
Oh, I love Talib Kweli. No.
But he likes hearing that you think that.
Mellow Mayonnaise.
Oh, Mentriosa.
Yeah.
No.
Snow, that informer guy.
Still bringing in the dough from
Informer. Oh, wait, here he is. Yeah. Leaky boom boom down right here. No, he is not on here.
Can I jump in yet?
Yeah.
Dre?
Dre?
Oh, Dr. Dre? I forgot about Dre.
So did this top 20.
File that.
They
Can
forgot
file
about
that?
The old Dre.
Omar, I'll see your Dre and that. Add...
Yeah.
Number 3. Drake is 75 million. You've got 1, 2, 3, and 4, you guys.
Okay.
Randy Newman of all people.
No, he just loves LA, but he is not on here.
Mr. Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-mm. Great rapper.
Paul Dano.
Actor.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, not on here. Just
ask. What's up? It's Hulk Hogan.
No, he is.
Willie Tanner.
Nope.
Johnny Asshole.
Nope, not on here either.
Terrible rap.
Yeah.
All right. Hugh Jameis.
We are out of time. Number 10.
Teddy Wap.
That was a great guess, though. Thanks for showing up, Kevin. Number 10.
Christopher Cross.
Childish Gambino with 35 million.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Number
we should have thought of that.
Migos, 36 million.
Another obvious choice.
Number 8, Kendrick Lamar. 38.5 million. Nope, Kevin. Still no. Number 7, DJ Khaled.
That was, I was.
Oh, he doesn't even count as a hip-hop
so
artist.
So angry.
40
He's
million. Not a hip-hop artist.
Baby.
Number 6 is interesting. Eminem, 50 million.
Based on what?
His fat album, I guess.
I guess.
I can't even. I mean, I guess he still makes money
and
off
royalty.
Of streaming. Yeah. People are still listening to him, I think.
Number 5, you're forgetting. Travis Scott, 58 million.
That's a good
course.
One. Yeah.
Number 4, you got Diddy. Number 3, Drake. Number 2, Jay-Z. Number 1, Kanye West.
So Dr. Dre doesn't get anywhere in there?
Mm-mm.
That's weird to me. Headphones money still, I thought.
Yeah.
Apple money.
Right. How about Lou Bega?
Oh, no. I'm already done.
Sancho Panza.
Yep. Already done. Okay. Some birthdays for you. We've got George R.R. Martin, John Bernthal, and Gary Cole, and then...
Pennywise gets it. We're the aliens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Hey, every Friday at this time, we let you be the music director here on the world famous K-Rock. Let millions of people, 11 people, hear the song that you pick out of any K-Rock song we've ever had. If you're texted 100, we call it Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it
100.
This could have gone very differently today. If Texter 99 had waited a split second more, we would be hearing Failure singing Stuck on You. Texter 101, just a little bit too late. This is Lori from Atlanta, who was requesting Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen.
Okay, I'm kind of stoked she didn't get it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that right now.
Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Weren't you ready to hear that one again?
Not for me. How you know the lyrics is shocking.
It is me.
Unreal.
But there is only one Texter 100, and this time it is Rudy. I'm sorry, I don't think I have a city. Norwalk.
Yeah.
Rudy in Norwalk. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Thank you.
It's going great. What do you have going on this Friday? What's going on for you this weekend? Anything fun?
Just a little bit of work, but definitely trying to spend some time with the family. So looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, please enjoy. You had any K-Rock song ever to choose from. How did you choose the one you came up with this morning?
I was thinking about her because I think it was her birthday last week, and then I hadn't really heard the song in a while.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you Okay, great. I'm glad you did. And you're Texter 100, so you get the opportunity to introduce that song to all the Kevin and Bean listeners.
All right. This is Owl Feet. No, I'm just kidding. It's not Owl Feet. Anyway, this is Fiona Apple, Criminal. Bean, we're going to miss you.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
That's a song that won a Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance, by the way.
She gave quite a weird speech, right?
That's right. Yeah. She did. I remember that.
Yep.
It was also number 55 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 1990s. And that is for Rudy in Norwalk today. He was Texter Keep It 100 today for Fiona Apple's Criminal. Now, Allie, you were saying you were not a big Apple head.
Mm-mm.
But, of course, you sure remember that song.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And, by the way, song's hotter than ever right now, back on the charts, because that's the song that Jennifer Lopez pole dances to in the Hustlers movie that's out right now.
Really?
It's a very sexy song. All right. When was K-Rock playing Fiona Apple's Criminal?
I feel like it's later 90s.
Mm-hmm.
98.
Don't look at me.
97. 98.
It's always a journey when Allie has to come up with a date.
98.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know this time. I did. Oh.
And I played it good
99?
Loud, too. September of 1997.
Oh.
It was the third single. So you weren't off by much. Okay. It was the third single from her debut album called Tidal. And it sounded great again. And that's why we do it. Thank you so much, Rudy, for checking in. We'll do it again next Friday on Keep It 100.
Yeah. Kevin and Bean. It's your boy Jensen. Let's go.
All right, what is it you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah. Every single week we talk a lot for 5 days. Then I show up to rap like it's an instant replay. We asked you a color key that Omar would play. We heard Antonio Brown fart in a doctor's face. What movies would be problematic if they were remade and corn pop kicked off some lame attempts at nicknames? Bean ignored a broken hand and now it's out of place. I spent a grip on a DVD player and I'm ashamed. Kev would eat pizza till he passes away. Our impressions of Cheech and Chong undeniably great. Scott Aukerman and Nikki Glaser both deserve praise. Fake TV and real TV are basically the same. Let's see them aliens and rush the fences as a gang because they can't stop us all. I yelled as I'm getting tased. Honestly, the string of shows were all grade A. Download the podcast so we're on the same page, eh?
This is why I love your reminder for folks to get the podcast if they miss the show one day, because I had already forgotten about how great Corn Pop was. That was one of the funniest things of the whole week.
He's a good dude, that Corn Pop.
That's what I understand, Mr. Vice President. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can get the podcast on iTunes and krock.com pretty reliably. Radio.com's about 30-70 on whether it's going to be there or not. But thanks for trying. You definitely, it's definitely worth it. All right, Allie, you ready to take us home with one final look at what's happening?
I am. Do you guys remember last week when we found out Demi Moore had a new memoir coming out called Inside Out? And my exact words were, are people clamoring for a Demi Moore memoir?
Yeah, we were very surprised that somebody thought there was an audience for that.
You know what? I have to disagree. I think that there is an audience for a true, honest memoir of most big Hollywood celebrities if they're going to be honest, not just like a fluff piece. And in all the reviews, it seemed like she was going to really face what
she
wanted.
Well, I mean, look, she's had a remarkable career and interacted with many of the biggest stars of the last 30 years.
And revolutionized how much women get paid in film for G.I. Jane and stuff during that time.
But I also haven't heard a single excerpt of something interesting.
Well, I am here for you for
that.
Because I have changed my mind and I am counting down the days until her new memoir, Inside Out, is out.
Mm. Yay!
She revealed that her and ex-husband Ashton Kutcher had threesomes during their marriage. She said that when Kutcher asked her to have a threesome, she agreed. She said, I wanted to show him how fun I could be. She said that the two times they decided to have a threesome proved to be a mistake, which isn't good. Here's why. She revealed that in 2010, she saw a media report claiming that Kutcher had met a 21-year-old woman, while he was out bowling with her daughter, Rumor, and then cheated on her in their home while she was off filming a movie.
Oh, wow.
When she confronted him, he brought up their threesomes as a defense. Because we had brought a third party into our relationship. That blurred the lines to some extent. And she said he tried to justify what he had done. She also is revealing really personal things about miscarrying their baby at 6 months and several attempts at IVF that failed. And how after the miscarriage, she started drinking again, blaming herself for the loss of the child. Mm. Holy Demi Moore.
Yeah, someone's getting honest.
So Inside Out, released on September 24th, you guys.
I have two partners, often at the same time.
Oh, all right, ma'am. Listen to this a-hole out of the UK. I mean, I don't even understand what kind of man could do something so heinous. Or, as this article states, both genius and dastardly.
I'll try to talk you through it.
Oh, okay.
A UK man is locking up his candy stash to prevent his bride-to-be from eating the sweets that he buys. It's like having a secret fridge. Who the hell would do that?
A very smart man who wants to protect his chocolate milk.
And then, to add insult to injury, it's locked away. It's a lockbox fridge safe that is entirely see-through. She can see the Cadbury's in there. And she can't get to him. Bean, what say you, Mr. Chocolate Milk and your secret fridge hoarder?
I think he's doing her a favor because he does not want her to have to, at the last minute, have an expensive redesign, letting out that wedding dress so that it fits on the big day. He wants to make sure that once she was fitted for it, that it's still going
to
be...
Code for Bean saying he doesn't want her to be a fatty.
No, I just think it'd be incredibly inconvenient to have to, at last minute, get your dress fixed. That's
Is that
all.
Why you hide chocolate milk from Donna?
No, I just don't want her to drink my chocolate milk because then I'm going to wake up one day and there's not going to be any chocolate milk. And then the whole day's going to go to hell.
Let's recap for people at home that might not know.
I don't think we need to get into this.
You have a secret fridge, Bean.
I do. It is a mini fridge that is hidden behind a bunch of boxes in the basement. And she doesn't know where it is. And that's where I keep, not just chocolate milk, by the way, but sometimes food. Like if there's leftover birthday cake or something like that, I'm like, I got to have that last piece. I put it right in the fridge.
And you don't trust her enough to tell her, like, hey, I really want that birthday cake?
No, I don't. Look, there's no reason to make it a struggle. You know, everything doesn't have to be a power struggle. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna just
keep it a bean.
I just take care of business and make sure it gets done right.
Okay.
Unreal.
So I am completely down with this man.
You love this man in the UK named Dave.
I think Dave's doing the right thing. Yeah. Right. Dave, you know what? Dave is, he's doing his wife a favor is what he's doing.
I think Dave is going to be his first friend in the UK.
Here's what we need. Dave and Bean to become best friends. Donna and Stacey, his fiance, to become best friends. And then that's when Donna finds out, like, oh, I heard your husband also had secret fridges. And she'll be like, wait, what? I moved to another country with you? I don't even know you.
Right?
Oh, I've got this whole thing set up. I love it. I love it. All right, you guys.
What else would you hide, Bean? What else is in the fridge?
Don't ask him what he'd hide.
No, I mean, it's a refrigerator. So it's just food and drink. That's all.
And body parts?
No. No, those are buried. I mean, I don't have any body parts. I don't know what you're talking about. No body parts.
All right, let's get out of here because it's a weekend, you guys. But first, happy birthday, John Bernthal, Gary Cole, and George R.R. Martin. And that is what's happening.
These SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness, and we all win with Stryker & Klein's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today. Good news, we have found Patrick Warburton. He was scheduled to be on the program today. Apparently, there was a miscommunication, and he has now been rescheduled for Monday. So we will be able to talk about the live event that you and Putty are doing next weekend, Allie.
I mean, are we? Who knows if he shows up to that? It's just me on stage in Oxnard.
I think he'll be here.
Okay.
Also, we'll recap NFL Weekend Number 3 with our friends from the Swings and Misses podcast and radio show that you can access through radio.com. That's Jennifer and Cody. They are a lot of fun. We talked earlier today. How did this come up about the extraordinary lengths that you went through to try to see boobs as a young person?
We said that I had bought in college the Jerry Springer uncensored DVD.
And I thought they were just pixelated boobies.
No. It was uncensored.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you get Girls Gone Wild, too? Did you order those?
He totally did.
Jensen!
No, I don't think I ever... I bought him, but somehow it ended up in my dorm room.
Uh-huh. Because the Springer ones wasn't just about the boobs. I'm sure it was also about the violent fights. I'm sure it was also about the language and things like that that they couldn't air on television. But the Girls Gone Wild, that would seem like there's full-on boobs.
No, there's incredible dialogue on them, too.
Okay. So we'll talk about that. Matt Bellany is
Oh, are we done? I guess we're done. Matt Bellamy is going to be here to recap the Emmys for it. And Monday means...
Omar has somewhere to be.
Great news. We'll see you then.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
But I do believe they land on the moon.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Someone explain, please.
Roll another one.
You know, it's kind of funny.
Just like the other one.
What happened?
This one seems to be about quit.
This thing just will
and
not
I need
stop.
Another hit.
I don't know why they make it so dark. Why did they set the clocks? I mean, if I screw up all the time, it gets darker when it should be lighter.
Roll another one.
Oh, is that what we settled on? I wasn't aware that was the deal.
Just like the other one.
It's got to have some fat hip-hop.
This one seems to be about
spend. You know, more sales, more Benjamins.
I don't have another cent.
I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face.
What's up, bitches?
You shut your drunk mouth.
Just pass it around.
It's not about winning. It's about the world, brother.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
This is a success.
And just pass it on down.
You ask me, this whole thing's going to end badly.
So what exactly do you mean?
Don't know. Just a feeling, I guess. Strong feeling.
Sometimes when you say goodbye, it can make you sad.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Okay, well, you've been doing great work. Well done. We really appreciate it, but it's time to knock it off.
What?
Knock it off.
Go f*** yourself. You're dead to me. Now you can go.
Bong, bong.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They